Remarks of the President, Stanley, North Dakota, 29 September 1952.
Pleasure to introduce Mr. Niesmeyer, Democratic candidate for Congress.
Thank you. This trip today proves to me that the common people are going to win again in North Dakota.
And it's also a pleasure and honor to present your old friend, a candidate for re-election, Bill Langer.
For the Republican ticket.
On the Republican ticket. Ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States.
Fair enough. Fair enough. Thank you very much. I certainly do appreciate that. Fun and it to be here. I've had one of the most pleasant days I've ever had in my political life, and I've been at this for 40 years. People in North Dakota are certainly cordial and friendly and courteous to the President of the United States, and they've been just as fine as I could ask for, where they've treated me just as well as if I were running for office myself. Now, I'm out now in my capacity as head of the Democratic Party, trying to convince you that the best thing for you and the best thing for the welfare of the country and the world is for you to vote the Democratic ticket this fall. I've had the pleasure of riding on the train all day with some of the candidates, the Democratic candidates, on the ticket here in North Dakota. I've become acquainted with your candidate for governor, your candidate for congressman at large, who was just introduced to you, and your candidate for senator. And I've known Bill Langer ever since I went to the Senate. I'm very much encouraged by what I heard today concerning the prospects for the Democratic candidate for president in North Dakota. I know it's been a long time since North Dakota went Democratic in a presidential election, but I believe this is the year when it's going to take place. I sincerely hope that you'll give a good big majority to Governor Stevenson. I'm sure that is what you will do, if you have your best interests in mind. He will be one of this country's greatest presidents, and he will see that the common everyday man in this country gets a square break. And John Sparkman is the man to help him do it. You can be sure you won't find him in the pocket of any special interests. You're at the beginning of a great new age here in this neighborhood. Your natural resources are being developed, like the oil fields here and your lignite deposits and the power produced by Fort Peck and Garrison dams. These things can bring about a great industrial and commercial development far beyond anything ever seen in this part of the country. Your government is helping to make that possible, just as we've been helping to develop the whole country ever since 1933. We're helping by building dams and lines to transmit power to your cooperatives. We're helping by sound administration with your oil-bearing public lands to benefit both oil companies and the general public. And I want to call your attention to one thing in particular. If this situation had not been properly handled by the government of the United States, the men who own these farms under which the oil is now being found would not have had them. Those farms would have been in the hands of the moneylenders, and they would have been in the hands of the insurance companies, and you wouldn't have gotten a dime's worth of benefit out of it, but your government came to your rescue and saved them for you. And another thing, the Coast and Geodetic Survey made a geological survey up here in this part of the world and outlined this structure and this oil field that is now being brought into use. And that, by some people, is called government interference and government boondoggling. I'm informed that it's exposed 2.5 billion barrels of oil. 2.5 billion barrels of oil. And that in 2 or 3 years, you'll be producing 200,000 barrels of oil a day in these fields. Now, that's a pretty good boondoggle, I'd say, wouldn't you? We're helping with research projects to find out how your great lignite resources can best be used. Projects like the new research library, a laboratory at Grand Forks. We're helping, too, by all we've done to build up the general prosperity of this whole countryside, supporting farm prices, encouraging REA cooperatives, opening up farm credit and home loans and all the rest. We've put a floor under the economy of this whole region and for the whole United States as well. But if the National Republican Party wins this election, you better look out. You better look out. You can kiss your hopes and your progress goodbye. I know what I'm talking about because I've studied their record in Congress, and I'm urging you to study it too. Just read the record. That's all you need to do. That record shows an overwhelming majority of the Republicans in Congress almost always voting wrong if the interest of the people is right. They vote against the people. Just 2 years ago, for instance, 64% of the Senate Republicans tried to cut out one half of all the flood control work being done in this country. Just this year, practically all the Republicans voted to give away the nation's offshore oil so the oil lobby could exploit it easier. Now, there are 48 states in this great United States, and that whole 48 states has an interest in the offshore oil, yet the Republicans in Congress wanted to give your interest here in North Dakota away, and they almost did it. But I vetoed the bill, and I would do it again if it came up before me, and the Supreme Court sustained the position which I have taken in that offshore oil, and it's the right position because every bit of the country ought to share in that. Now, that's just a small sample of their attitude. We've held them in check up to now because when the Congress went wrong, we had a Democrat in the White House to fight for the welfare and the benefit of the people. And I tell you, I fought at every step of the way when they were trying to give the interest of the government away. But just wait till you get a Republican in the White House to team up with the Republicans in Congress. If you let that happen, they'll ruin you sure enough. Now, the head of the Republican ticket is going around standing on the Democratic platform on the farm program. But the Republican platform's not a platform that's in the interests of the people. I found that these fellows will tell you anything in order to get votes, but I'm urging you to read the record and to study the Republican platform and compare it with the platform of the party that's been doing things as for the welfare of the people. And if you do that, you'll vote for your own interest in November. You'll go to the polls and vote the Democratic ticket and keep the country safe for another 4 years. Thank you.